Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
You can have hope for every day of every year, at any point in the year. This is an opportunity to do three things. First, let go of unhelpful old things. Second, hold fast onto dependable things. And third, grab onto new, healthy things. So this means you have hope in this very moment, no matter where you are in the year. Perhaps life seems scary, not knowing what's ahead. Still, life can also be exciting with new opportunities. In some cases, it may be a relief to walk into a fresh perspective. Hope for new possibilities can begin to rise. Sadness about aging or saying goodbyes or letting go of previous endeavors can be painful. But knowing there will be difficult challenges all through your life is sobering. Overall, you can embrace hope in this very moment, a moment God intends to walk with you. However, embracing hope is a choice you make, a choice God intends to bless. So let's talk about hope for each day of every year. I have found hope looks one way in this broken world, but completely different in God's reality. Incidentally, it makes all the difference to know which hope is which. How does a typical dictionary define hope? Well, here are three options. The feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that events will turn out for the best. The next one, to look forward to with desire and reasonable confidence. And the final definition we'll look at, to believe, desire, or trust. I suggest these definitions are strongly related to the world's view of hope. God's definition is different. The third definition we just went over is closest to God's definition, but it lacks the fullness and promise God offers to His people. To get a better look at God's kind of hope, let's look at some scriptures. I want to share one of my personal favorite verses. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." That's from Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Many people hold on to this verse. Since God already knows everything about you, everything that you're going through, and everything coming tomorrow and in future years, and because He is good with good plans, you can trust Him. Now, good also has a different definition in God's reality than the world's definition. Subsequently, God is in every way morally excellent. Additionally, He is kind and loving with highest of virtues. So this is where you drive a stake of faith and hope into life. The Lord wants to prosper you into His purpose for your life. He does not want to harm you, and He plans to give you hope in your soul. His eye is on your future, and He cares very much about what's going on in your heart. Incidentally, one day I realized that two verses I'd memorized were actually back-to-back in the Bible. Here's the verse following Jeremiah 29:11, and that would be verse 12. "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." Well, then, to my surprise, I found yet a third verse I had memorized, also connected to these first two verses, and that's verse 13 from Jeremiah 29. "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Because God cares and is everything He claims, we have reason to celebrate. every year. Consequently, the person who chooses to believe this, even when their heart is breaking, they receive God's help. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." God makes it His business to love and tenderly care for the brokenhearted and the crushed in spirit. Interestingly, He is impeccable at triaging your troubles, and you are His priority. All this because He loves you deeply and wants to help. Amazingly, God cares about all kinds of sadness, too. And He has credibility to teach about managing every kind of sadness there is. And here's why. Jesus has two names that are linked, but almost like opposites. Here they are, Man of Joy and Man of Sorrow. You can imagine how joyfully He spoke everything into existence at creation. From the clear blue ocean to flowering green meadows to towering majestic mountains to powerful and bounding animals to delicate transparent blossoms and even a flavor-packed juicy strawberry. But then, consider how filled with sorrow He must be as He sees the devastating effects on His once perfect creation and His own dear children trapped in sin. Jesus knows how to live with the tension of both joy and sorrow. When Jesus lived on this earth, He was ever present in the celebration of life while simultaneously participating in human sorrow. Consequently, He joined the human condition by becoming one of us. Strategically, Jesus was born into the human race and experienced the full spectrum of our joys and sorrows. Additionally, He was even tempted in every way we are, but without sin. Hebrews 4, verse 15. Yes, the Man of Joy and Man of Sorrow has hope for you. Incidentally, when He was on earth, His work opened doors of hope for everyone, and that includes you, and for every moment of every day of every year. If you've slipped away from celebrating your hope in God, pick it back up right now, in this very moment. Interestingly, this present moment is a chain link that's forming, and it ties your past to your future. What you think, say, and do each moment matters. Since you hold both ends of your life together in your middle, a thoughtful, courageous approach helps you make healthy choices. Let's go into some questions about that. Number one, how do you go into a new year or a new experience with healthy choices? Number two, how do you revisit or let go of unrealized goals and unfinished business? Three, what do you do with unhealed hurts? Four, how do you overcome fear? Five, what about bad habits? And number six, will you set yourself up for maximum success in every new experience? Let's explore six action steps to move you steadily into daily success for every day of every year. The first one is regular time in God's Word. I know I say this so often, spending time every day in Scripture makes a big difference in your life. The written word affects your life powerfully because it's the living word, Jesus Christ, on paper. This investment of time and space each day brings results. Growth in your character, guidance and direction, purpose to your life, intimate relationship with God, better relationships with others, and a sense of peace and joy. Yes, regular time in God's Word helps you live inside Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Okay, that was the first action step that will help you in any day of any year, regular time in God's Word. So now let's go on to the second point. Sincere prayer draws you close to God. Be close in your heart to God at all times by simple faith. Talk to the Lord through your day about your problems, fears, sadness, your joys, plans, your needs, in fact, everything. Set apart Jesus as Lord in your heart, from 1 Peter 3:15. Enjoy His friendship, from John 15, verse 15. And worship Him. Regular sincere prayer draws you close to God. And then Jeremiah 29, verse 12 becomes your reality. Then you will call on Me and come and pray to Me, and I will listen to you. Okay, the third action step to move steadily into every new day of every year is to choose cheer. You have control over your disposition. No matter how hard things become, choose cheer over anxiety, over anger, and even over pouting. When you suffer, especially unjustly, remain conscious of God's presence and sovereignty over your situation. Cheer is good medicine. Proverbs 17, verse 22 promises hope by practicing cheer. A cheerful heart is good medicine, is what Proverbs 17, 22 says. All right, the fourth action step is to develop healthy habits. What you practice is what you become. So examine your habits and patterns carefully. How healthy are your patterns? Here are some specifics. Your food options, the amount of sleep you get, how you spend your free time, what you allow yourself to think about all day, the quality of relationships you pursue, connecting with God throughout the day, wholesome reading and movie material, edifying conversation and language. Are you a good influence to others? Setting up structured yet flexible patterns helps you develop healthy habits. And that's number four. Then action step number five is your goals and your objectives. There are many resources to help set good goals. And incidentally, thoughtfully written goals and objectives help you carry out action steps to grow personally and professionally. To set up a simple one-page goals sheet, go to our website for a helpful tool that keeps you on track all year. Just enter into the search bar, one-page goals sheet. I encourage you to use this tool to set up reasonable, practical goals at the beginning of every year, but you can also set up some goals right now, wherever you are in this current year. Again, just put in the search bar, one-page goals sheet. You will see step one and step two. This material helps you set up and carry out simple goals in your life. Remember, reasonable goals and thoughtful objectives help you live a healthy life every day of every year. Now, the sixth action step is to be a whole person. Many people live their lives as half a person or even less. Subsequently, being a whole person means pursuing a variety of relationships, experiences, practices, interests, investments, and not necessarily financial, and good habits. A whole person appreciates the sciences, various forms of art, literature and world news, engaging a hobby, gathering with a group, simply enjoying quiet time alone. All these and many more help you to be a more balanced, whole person. And here's a note for you. The action steps three through six, help you be the unique person that God created if you pursue Him with all your heart. I'd like to go through the action steps three through six one more time. Three was to choose cheer. Four, develop healthy habits. Five, your goals and your objectives. And number six, to be a whole person. And a scripture I want to leave with you, if you do these things, you will accomplish what Jeremiah 29 verse 13 talks about. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Now it's time for some application thoughts and questions for all of the content we just talked about. Number one, will you commit to spend regular time in God's Word each day for the rest of this year, no matter where you are in this year? Number two, have you discovered sincere prayer connects you to God in your heart? Three, do you choose cheer each day? Four, how healthy are your life habits? Five, have you set goals and objectives for this year? I encourage you to use the one-page goals sheet that I mentioned a little earlier. And number six, do you choose to be a whole person growing each day to be more like Jesus?
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.